This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
You know, you got these Jews in government, these phony Jews like Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders and Jerry Nadler, the worst kind of Jews, you know. And then you got the Goyim that are better Jews than Jews. Mike Lawler, for example, is a great Jew, but I don't think he's Jewish. But the MVP for me, the guy that stands up for Israel at every turn, goes to Israel, goes to Holocaust museums, has been honored, has honored others, is a proud Long Island congressman, Anthony D'Esposito. He's become one of my best buddies. He was the guy that took me to the State of the Union, and he was the guy that joined me literally seconds after I announced it at 6 a.m. that morning and making that Columbia rally the big deal that it was. He cares. Anthony D'Esposito. Good morning, Anthony.
My man, how are you, brother?
I'm good. Hey, tell me what you did last night, the Holocaust Museum. Let's start right there.
Yeah, so I was lucky enough that when I got to Congress, I was appointed, one of few members appointed to the board of the United States National Holocaust Museum. So after everything that's gone on over the last couple of weeks, I joined with a couple of colleagues from around the country. And we did a private tour for members last night of the United States National Holocaust Museum. I figured with Yom HaShoah just a few days away, it was a fitting way to honor the victims of the Holocaust, remember them, and to remind members that we need to keep fighting so it never happens again.
It is unbelievable. I make this point every time you're on. I'm sorry if I get repetitive, but the love that you show for the Jewish people, your constant trips to Israel, trying your very best to get Israel money. I know you introduced at least one, maybe two, standalone packages for Israel at the Holocaust Museum last night. It is unreal. I don't, again, I've asked you this before, but I forget the answer. I don't know if you had a Jewish uncle or a Jewish grandmother. I don't know, but where does all this Judaism come from for you?
Listen, I grew up Roman Catholic, and there are a lot of similarities. I also, you know, represent one of the largest Jewish districts in the country. And for me, you know, even prior to being in Congress, when I was a councilman in the town of Hempstead and serving as an NYPD detective, my precinct bordered the headquarters for the Grand Chabad on Eastern Parkway. So it's something that, you know, it's sort of I've been involved in for the most part of my adult life. And it's a community that I've really wanted to learn about and to understand and to realize that, you know, those trips to Israel are not just about the Jewish people and the state of Israel, but it's also about learning, you know, about the scripture that I read when I was growing up, going to church every Sunday or going to Catholic school. So I think that it's an opportunity for us to really work together. And for me, I look at it as it's the right thing to do. I mean, that's really what this is all about right now. We're trying to do the right thing. And you have people like Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden who are, and listen, some Republicans who are doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I was. You say some Republicans. I know that Lawler, congratulations to Mike, the anti-Semitism awareness bill that the House passed. I know you're part of that too, Anthony. And 91 nays, well over 300 yeses, but 91 yays. The 70 Democrats don't surprise me, nays I should say, but 21 Republicans? What was their issue?
I mean, you know, some of them have said that, you know, it had to do with the First Amendment. I mean, what they forget is that, you know, that bill that I co-sponsored and Mike Lawler really ran with it. He did a great job. You know, that actually, the bill yesterday that we passed codifies President Trump's executive order that he had when he was president of the United States. So if it worked for them then, what's the issue with it now?
Right. Who are these people? You want to give me their names or no?
I mean, you know, Matt Gaetz voted against it. It's that usual crew.
Jeez.
You know, a lot of them that either they just don't like New Yorkers or you know, they really have an issue with voting in favor of Israel. And I'm just, it's hard to understand. You know, first it was, you know, they were complaining about the spending packages. Now it's about again, an anti-Semitism bill that again codifies President Trump's executive order. I'm not sure what the issue was.
I think it comes down to this, and talking about President Trump, he's due back in court day 10. This sham, this circus, what they're doing to my friend is unacceptable. But President Trump will get the last laugh. He's going to win in November. They were talking this morning on one of these liberal stations, you know, will President Trump fire some of these DAs? And I hope he fires all of them. I hope he gets rid of all those bastards because they're all full of it. None of them are doing their job. They're all taking personal agendas, biases, and making it their daily job. That's not right. So I hope he does. I hope he fires everybody. But what it comes down to with these psychos... And I like Gates. I've met Gates. I like him. His wife does a good national anthem. And I met, obviously, MTG. But it all comes down to the border. And look, I get it. I want border money as much as anybody. I believe the border money is the most important. I rank it border money 1, Israel 2, and Ukraine a distant 3rd. If Ukraine never got another penny, I couldn't care less. But, what do you want from Johnson? He's just trying to get something done so at least some of our allies get something while Chuck Schumer lets H.R. 2 rot on his desk. What did Mike Johnson do wrong?
And Sid, you said it best. That should be the message that Republicans are sending across this country. We should be united in one message, and that is growing our majority in the House of Representatives, taking the Senate, and electing Donald Trump president of the United States. And by doing that, and by talking about the fact that House Republicans are the only lawmakers on Capitol Hill that actually passed border security. I sit on the House Homeland Security Committee. I spent tens of hours going over that bill, the markup, drafting it, getting it onto the floor, passing it. It's been sitting on Chuck Schumer's desk for close to a year now, collecting dust, and they're doing nothing because they don't want to secure the border. And the fact is that now we hear over and over again this Lankford bill. It's a bipartisan Senate bill. I hear it every day, especially from those on social media who love to troll my pages. Well, why didn't you vote for the bipartisan Senate bill? Well, first of all, I didn't have the opportunity to vote for it because the Senate can't pass it. Right. They can't agree on their own bill, and that is not a solution. It's a surrender. Allowing 5,000 additional people into this country every day is not a solution. It's a surrender. And quite frankly, what we should be doing is putting pressure on the Democrats to get H.R. 2 on the floor. Yep. And listen, I'm not saying every part of it is perfect, but it's a starting point. It's a starting point to negotiate, to have conversations. You want to talk about making this country safer? Let's do it. We sent you H.R. 2 over a year ago. You've been doing nothing with it. All you've been doing is bad-mouthing Israel and going after Netanyahu.
That's it.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation, or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is Congressman Anthony D'Esposito. So talking about social media, I have a lot of folks on there that have been asking me about this Lisa Bithian. You know, that was the lady they showed on Columbia. She's the, the head protester. She's in charge of the protest. She's the one ginning up all these kids. And they asked me, they said, is it possible that D'Esposito and Lawler and all those great House Republicans that loathe what's going on these college campuses, and unlike Eric Adams, don't wait 2 weeks to do something about it, is it possible that they will grill this lady on the Hill? I said, I don't really know how that whole thing works. So Lisa Bithian, is there any chance that can happen?
Oh, I would love to have a conversation with her. I mean, she has spent her life just causing havoc and spewing hate. I mean, I think I texted you the other night. She's been arrested over 80 times, and she considers herself a protest consultant. I mean, obviously, she should do a better job.
Well, wait, Curtis has been arrested 81 times, and he does some pretty good work.
But we like Curtis. Right. And Curtis is fighting for the right reasons. He's fighting for law enforcement. He's fighting to keep this city state safe. This I don't know what this woman's doing. She's traveling around the country spewing hate and firing up young college kids to run around campuses with shirts on that say, I am Hamas.
So in the final 60 seconds, it looks like it's over at Columbia. But I just had a little tiff back and forth with O'Reilly. He thinks after June it'll be over altogether. I go, no. I go, the day that PB goes into Rafah, they're going to go nuts. It doesn't have to be on college campuses. We've seen the last 2 days, for example, these animals rally outside of police headquarters as they cheered on the folks that got let out of jail after being arrested at Columbia. We've seen it at Foley Square. We saw it on bridges and tunnels last night. We've been seeing it for 7 months. It's not going to be over just because they kicked them out of Columbia. You agree with that?
I agree with it. Listen, I respect Bill O'Reilly very much. We went to the same high school. There is no way that this is over. First of all, people are more fired up and angry than they've been before. They're getting all these kids running around college campuses. Love to see their faces on Twitter and Facebook and on the national news. You have the Republican and the Democrat National Convention, which is going to give them, front and center
yep.
opportunity to
Great
continue
point.
To act like animals.
Great point.
So I don't think this is going anywhere.
I don't either. I think sporting events, I mean, again, I was only one in 1968, so I can't talk like O'Reilly can about Vietnam, but that was a single issue deal. That was the war. And once the war was over, that was it. These kids can keep this going for years. Every time Israel does something to defend themselves, every time the United States, I mean, if Trump wins the presidency in November and does something for Israel, they're going to go nuts.
Absolutely. And Sid, the thing is that back in Vietnam, obviously I wasn't there either, but everything that you read about it and you watch about it, they were protesting about an issue, the single issue that they knew about. These kids don't even know what they're talking about. And all they want to do is fight, spew hate, get TikTok likes, and continue to spread venom. I mean, yep. And that's what these college campuses are. They are petri dishes of hate.
That's right. And then when you combine the fact you've got these animals like George Soros, multi-billionaires, or these other organizations that are willing to fund these kids because they want nothing more than chaos in America, you put together a very diabolical, toxic mess that is not going away, in my opinion and yours, anytime soon. Anthony, you're brilliant. I love you. I mean this. You're a great fighter for our country. So keep coming on. I'll see you again very soon. Thank you.
I love you, brother. And listen, they ain't going away, but neither are we.
Damn right. There he is. That's why you got to love him. Congressman Anthony D'Esposito, and my man packs a punch.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.